All right, joining us in studio from Marquette University, President Mike Lovell, welcome.
Great to be here.
Yeah, we've been doing this for a while, and it's always some. You bring me the best guests. I'm excited about your visits. Today is no different. Dr. Jennifer Evans, Associate Professor, Biomedical Sciences, a smarty, as I say, from Marquette University. So let's talk about it. We had this big event over the weekend. We're changing the clocks. For Dr. Evans, you're working on a grant from the NIH, National Institutes of Health, to look at these what are commonly called seasonal affective disorders and how they impact women more than men. Is that true?
Yeah, so thank you for having me. It's I think, a really important issue, especially for people in our region. So seasonal affective disorder is a form of depression that happens at specific times of year. And the most common form of it is winter depression. And in our region, up to 10% of people will be clinically diagnosed with depression in the winter. And it goes away as the days get longer in the spring and summer.
How does it manifest? What are the symptoms?
The symptoms are common to other forms of depression. So there's increased hopelessness, recurrent thoughts of death and suicide, fatigue, changes in appetite, lost interest in the things that we are normally interested in, changes in sleep patterns and things like that.
And why women more than men? We all have stress. We all have lives, all things we worry about every day. Why women more than men?
That is the question. So the most vulnerable people tend to be women and young adults. So like other forms of depression, seasonal depression affects up to twice as many women as men. And we don't know why. So my research actually looks at how light changes the brain and how changes in light exposure change neural circuits in the brain. And it's an important step because much of this work has not included females in the basic biology. So the answer to that question, why are women more affected? We don't have a good answer
right
now.
So work to do, work in progress.
A lot of work to do.
Dr. Lovell, research is a big deal at Marquette. We've talked about it in previous times you visited us, lots of investment there, and on the plus side, lots of grants coming in to do that research. So you guys focus on that, and one of the big things about Marquette is self-care, supporting the body and mind of students, as well as the faith side as well. Faculty and staff, big part of your success story. With all the stuff that you're working on, we have new facilities under construction. What do we think is going to happen when the new stuff opens? How does that impact all of these things?
Yeah, well, one of the big projects that we're looking at is new Wellness and Recreation Center, really helping students, not just their physical, their health, but their mental health, and really helping them deal and handle stress and giving them the tools and the facilities they need to be successful in their rest of their lives. And so what we're really excited about, the new Wellness and Rec Center, it integrates all aspects of health. The new rec center, a new physical health clinic, mental health clinic, drug and alcohol rehab, looking at sexual violence prevention, mindfulness, yoga, all the things that really help students be the best version of themselves and provide all of those resources in one place so it's easy for them to navigate. And plus, there'll be no stigma in entering these facilities. And one of the great things we talked about, sunlight and daylight, one of the great things about the new facility is it all the natural light that we're going to be allowing into this place so that it really does, help not only with the things you'll be doing there, but just the environmental self will help people be healthier.
And Dr. Evans, we've talked a lot about sunlight already, just the available time we get outside. And now that the time has changed, has happened this past weekend, we have more opportunity at night to enjoy the sunshine. So when we're thinking about these things, are there certain occupations that have greater impact? We mentioned symptoms before. Are there physical things that you might notice about someone that's suffering from this? Where is that at?
Seasonal affective disorder has clinical symptoms that are diagnosed according to diagnostic manuals. It's really just the tip of the iceberg, though. So a variety of mental health actually fluctuates over the years. So depression and increased symptoms of schizophrenia are very common in the winter. But when the days get longer in spring, like they are right now, we have a spike in manic episodes and bipolar disorder, as well as substance abuse and suicide. So changes in the season are actually affecting our mental health quite globally. And the Wellness Center seems a really great place for students to have the care they need as their moods and cognitive abilities are changing over the seasons.
I want to ask you both on the specifics of the time change. I've been on my show talking about this since last Sunday. I don't like the fact that we switch. I think we just do the one or the other, daylight savings time or standard time. That's a debate for another day. But I think what I hear from people is they don't like it. And if we're adding to the problem by creating a problem ourselves, by making the clocks move, or us reprogramming our clocks, are we actually contributing to this ourselves, making it worse, the seasonal affective disorder?
You're putting the fast forward on it, right? So the days are naturally changing, and that's some of what's causing changes in mental health around this time of year. But when we get light exposure is really important for determining our cognitive mental function. And a lot of people like having more light in the evening with the time change. But you have to recognize the flip side of this. So in the middle of December, when the days are the shortest, the sun doesn't rise in Milwaukee until 7 a.m. And if we were to have savings time year-round, that sunrise isn't going to happen till 8, when many people are already off at work, children are off at school, and they're waking up, going to these places in complete darkness, when we are aggravating that problem by making this kind of change permanent.
All right, so I take that as a you're fine with the changes as we do them.
I would actually prefer that we didn't change twice a year. I just don't think savings time is what we should adopt. And that's actually the stated opinion based on science and experts. So the Academy of Sleep Medicine has come out against permanent savings time, as well as my field, which studies biological rhythms. So the consensus of scientists is that we should stop changing and that we should adopt permanent standard time.
Interesting. I'm going to make you go on the record as well, President Lovell. What are your thoughts? Should we be switching the clock?
I don't like the switching of the clocks. I don't like reprogramming your body. I don't like reprogramming your body twice a year, you know, to have to think about, you know, again, you know, when you get the extra hour of sleep, you know, you may feel good, but you lose the hour, you know, it's tough. And so, yeah, I'm with you.
And so it's a personal thing, but also there's data behind this. So the week that we change our clocks, there's a spike in car accidents, heart attacks, and miscarriages. And there's an increase during the week we change our clocks that outweighs any other week of the year.
So direct cause and effect from that simple clock change, or in some cases not so simple, to actually real-life implications about safety and people's health.
Yes. So there are real-life implications, and it's because when we do things matters. And the important thing to realize and recognize is that time zones are quite large. So we're on the east side of our time zone, and so the sun rises earliest according to our clocks. But on the west side, so in South Dakota, in December, the sunrise won't happen until 9. And so they've shown that if you live on the west side of your time zone, you have more health problems and actually live shorter lives. And we think it's because there's this mismatch between the timing of your body and the timing of your social obligations. And that this mismatch is causing what's known as social jet lag, and that's putting your health at risk, both your physical and mental health.
Put health aside, productivity. Morning person, you hear that? Somebody that works better. I used to work out in the afternoon. Some people like to work out at 5 a.m., which I think is crazy because I wake up at 5 and I don't feel like doing anything. Sometimes I can barely get out of bed. From the physical piece of that, are we more effective in the morning, later? Is that something you can assess over all of us, or is it unique to the individual? What is it?
I'm going to give you the typical scientist answer, which is it varies. Morning people are more productive in the morning.
Well, what defines a morning? I never understood the science. Like, how do you become a morning person?
Well, it's based on what time you want to wake up on the weekends. And you can actually become a morning person if you get more morning light. So with the time change on Monday, when the clock shifted forward, we all woke up to darkness on Monday morning, that actually pushes us later. It's the morning light that if you do want to be a morning person and get the most out of your day and get that early warm, or the early bird gets the worm. So if you want to be a morning person, morning light is really important.
I was thinking about this as the son of a meteorologist who's now retired. The weather, sometimes it's cloudy for like 20 straight days. So that darkness, that's a piece of this as well, right?
The visual system that processes this light is actually really sensitive. So a cloudy day is still much brighter than a winter's day.
All right, a fun one to end. Season, favorite season. We just went through the time change. I love spring, summer. I'll start with you, President Lovell.
So I love the end of summer and beginning of fall. It's my favorite time of year, yeah. I like it when you still have the bright sunshiny days, but it's a little crisper, you know, lower humidity.
As a runner, yeah. He's saying
yes,
that, I think.
Exactly.
That's what it is, yeah. The best marathons are in the fall because it's cooler, easier to run. How about you, Dr. Evans?
I like spring because mostly the rebirth and regrowth that happens. I come from California, Southern California, where we didn't have seasons. So I actually like all seasons because they're still quite novel for me.
All right. Fun question. Extra bonus question. Since you're from California, as is Aaron Rodgers, as a scientist, can you understand what's going on with this decision that everyone's agonizing over, especially our news department? What's going on with Aaron Rodgers, California boy?
About him going to the Jets, potentially?
Just when he wants to play football, who he wants to play for, all the indecision.
Maybe he needs more light in his life.
All right, breaking news. My guests have been President Mike Lovell from Marquette, Dr. Jennifer Evans, Associate Professor, Biomedical Sciences, a smarty, as they say. Thanks. It's been a fun interview. You're listening to WTMJ.